Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Warped, a completely unnecessary Star Trek podcast where we do unasked-for audio commentary of Star Trek episodes. Here are your hosts, Sean.
Get me to my regular doctor. They're familiar with my weird, you know, things.
Matt.
It's completely bonkers, and I didn't understand what was happening like 80% of the time, but I loved it.
Jake.
His abs unfurled.
Philippe.
I don't have honor. What's the point? I want to live and sing and dance.
Erin.
Uh-oh, this show is so good. We're just like watching it.
Minwin.
Would you fuck, marry, or kill me?
All of that.
I would do all the three.
All three in that order.
Anme.
Dear diary, I kissed an android today, and he told me he felt nothing.
Make it so.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're back and we're rolling through season 6. We're up to episode 7.
Season 6, episode 7.
It's called Rascals.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it for a year and it's finally here. Our Star Trek Babies, everybody.
Yeah, our internal name is Star Trek Babies.
Making your dreams come true.
They're the Star Trek character. Yeah. Well, they're not really babies, they're sort of young. I don't know what they're supposed to be. Between the ages of like 10 and 12.
Yeah. Oh.
Tweens?
Yeah.
Tweens.
The kid who plays the young Picard seems older than 10 to 12.
Yeah, he's like...
The rest of them are all pretty young. It's a Whoopi episode. We get a little Guinan, although she turns into a little girl very soon, so you don't get a whole lot of Whoopi.
So do they not have to pay anybody as much? Is this like a really way to do a real cheap episode?
I think this is that Patrick Stewart directed this episode, if I'm not mistaken.
Jeffrey Epstein wrote it, and Patrick Stewart.
I don't know. This is not the one. He must direct the next one. Adam Nimoy directs this episode.
A what?
Is son that Leonard's son?
Leonard's son.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's get started. Somebody's got the controller?
Yep.
We got 45, 36 on the clock, and May's punching the triangle in 3, 2, 1, punch. In a rare episode, it doesn't start with a ship with the Enterprise.
No. We'd see some shuttle action.
Hot shuttle action.
Hot shuttle action.
And this is hilarious to me because Picard is like that annoying friend who's really into something and needs to show you all the pretty things he collected while he was on his vacation.
Yeah. Mm. It's basically the equivalent of vacation photos right here.
This episode of the next episode is more and more about Picard is that Renaissance man who's into everything. Here he's really into these clay pots he's brought, clay fragments.
Oh, he said they're 700 years old, and she said, so is my father.
Yeah.
I like that.
Exactly. Oh, and veggie burn.
Keiko's brought back a bunch of weed.
Yeah, she's got hydroponic growth.
We got Ensign Laren, Ensign Roe, nice. Back again. Y'all remember Ensign Roe,
yeah.
Right?
Back
good to
again.
See her.
The nice Bajoran ridges.
And headband.
Yep.
Like Agassi.
Headband.
She had a fight for her right to use that headband.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, no, it was the dangly ear thing that she's fighting for.
Sure.
So Whoopi looking good.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Some animated textures. What?
Hate those energized clouds. They always fuck shit up.
Guinan has to hold on to the brim of her
God,
hat.
Just like wobbling there in the set.
What's happening, Ensign? It's space, sir. It's fucking us.
Yeah. Delicious, delicious face fucking. Just
for no reason.
Yeah. Because we're so sexy in this shuttle.
All right. So the shuttle is trapped in some kind of
thing. This is an odd grouping, a little bit.
Well, they were all on vacation, which is hilarious to me because Keiko went on vacation without Miles. Yeah. I don't know how long they've been married, but they're already taking separate vacations. Not good.
That's how their marriage works.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
We've talked about there's been a 40% drop in mass because Star Trek, baby.
My favorite thing is like their suits are oversized, so not all like
this kid's accent is kind of hilarious. You should listen, we'll go back and watch it because it's really funny.
Is this Picard?
Yeah, it's Picard. The rest, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Look at all that hair.
Yeah, right.
Who's the black kid supposed to be?
Yeah. Who's the person with the purple hat? I don't get that.
Yeah. We're watching episode 7, season 6, Rascals, original air date, October 31st, 1992. The Halloween episode.
Mm. Yeah.
An emergency beam out renders 4 crewmen down to childhood. Shortly before renegade Ferengi take over the Enterprise and offload the adults.
I love it.
Aaron, what do you think the IMDb rating of this episode is?
I'm guessing it's high because you guys have been waiting 15 years to do this episode. Or is that just because of you guys like it?
I mean, like
I'm going to give it an 8.1.
All right.
I think they just like singing Star Trek, baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 7.7.
Anybody else?
I will say 8.3.
6.8.
It's a 7.2.
Oh, wow.
Jake wins.
Damn.
Yeah, people not a huge fan of this episode. And I'll be honest with you, the setup is funny, but the episode is not.
Not well executed.
It gets pretty boring pretty quick.
Got it.
It is just the novelty of them being...
Kids wears off
pretty quick, and none of the 4 kids are particularly good actors. So it's just kind of, yeah. Not to talk shit about 12-year-old kids.
So is it like it's just them, their adult selves in children bodies?
Exactly.
They don't digress to like the children version of themselves. Okay. No.
It's solely their body. They have all their memories of being an adult. Picard still knows he's captain, like all the, you know.
So, hey, Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer here. If Jeffrey date with one of them, would that be unethical? He's asking for the court. What do you think there, Sean?
I'm not answering that question. This, to me, is a trap. Just like your holodeck questions about, is it okay to do these things in a holodeck?
Just that was Epstein's lawyer there.
Yeah.
What is
I'm just saying. It's always weird to see. In the next episode, she does it more. But it's always weird to see Gates without the little coat she usually wears.
Mm.
When she just has her uniform on. Oh, she's got it on.
Yeah, she's got the coat on.
I guess it's the next episode where she shows up a lot. She doesn't have the coat on.
Well, you don't know if she's a doctor if she doesn't have the coat on. She better be holding some golf clubs.
So this little kid is like barking orders like Captain Picard would, and it's freaking everybody out. Because they're just like, why is this little kid doing
I like that their hat shrunk.
Well, that's the other thing this episode has. We've got back-to-back episodes with Alexander, with Worf's kid.
Oh.
I was going to say, is that Brian Bonsall?
Brian Bonsall.
Yeah. Is he going to have his first on-screen kiss with Baby Whoopi?
We all can wish. And then there's the subplot where Guinan's trying to get Ensign Ro to have fun as a kid because when she was a kid, she was in a concentration camp.
Yeah.
That would make a difference.
Look at that. Wait. Look what's going on behind. Like, somebody's got to repair this. Sorry. I'm sorry. I was pointing out that Star Trek was all crumply. Like, whatever was going on with the wallpaper back there was terrible. It was all, like, crumpled and crappy. Sorry, Star Trek. I saw through the facade for a moment.
Well, so none of these kids are actual people? Actual?
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Actual people? What are they?
They're AI. They're robots. None of them became anybody, if that's what you're asking.
I mean, they became somebody, just not actors.
Right. They're all special little snowflakes in their own way, man. They didn't have to become famous just to be somebody.
This show ruined their chances at acting.
She doesn't look weird when she doesn't have the coat on.
It's different. It does give her, like, mass or sort
of... It makes her hips look super wide.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Crusher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean, all I can see is nipples and hips.
I mean, when she wears the coat, it makes her seem bigger, larger than life.
Well, it just gives her, yeah. It
gives her a sore tag.
You don't see her, the cinched waist.
I don't know. I'm okay with it. She looks nice.
I didn't say it looked bad. I just said it looks weird.
Jake's real into it. He's really staring her down.
He's all in on the young Whoopi.
Yep. I just think it's cute that her hat shrank and everybody else.
Well, that was me. I was thinking as I was watching. Yeah. Why did their clothes also shrink?
Except for a few of them, seemed like initially they were like an oversized.
No,
clothes.
They never were.
Oh, they were.
No one wants to see that for an hour.
I thought I saw like a coat sleeve hanging down.
No, I thought I did too. I think you did. I think there was a coat sleeve. Yeah. Somebody did.
Not enough. It should be a lot more drastic than that.
No, I know, but there was like one where they were trying, like, clearly...
They gave them new uniforms, I think.
Yeah, since then.
I don't think so.
I think they have. Because wasn't Ensign Rowe just saying, like, I want to be back
Guinan
in my own
has
uniform?
A hat for this occurrence.
I think
Guinan
like
has... I need to be heard on this. Yeah. Guinan has a hat. For this particular
they went straight from. You think that they changed clothes between the transporter room and the medical?
Guys, listen to us.
Guinan did. This is what the viewers want. The listeners want. They want us to be deep in.
But all right.
Guinan has a plan for everything.
Yeah,
she's like,
so they all stopped.
So
off
she had this. I
and
have
got
a purple
new
hat.
Wardrobes on their way to the medical.
I quote from Guinan. Oh, I've been turned into a kid again.
Time
to pull out the 3/4 size clothes.
Yeah, exactly. Which I have here in the exact same color and
style.
She's walked this way
before. Or this one went through the wash.
Why would they
wool.
Have a captain's uniform that small on the red?
I mean, it's just a Starfleet uniform, right? It's just
sometimes on this show you have to suspend your disbelief.
Oh, really?
Oh. I don't know.
Is that my problem?
No, that's not your problem. By Riker's beard, that is not your problem.
Because I mean,
I want to see a baby Riker.
Yeah, that with the beard,
with the stubble.
You should still have a beard though.
Yeah,
all horned up.
Yeah, all after Ensign Rowe.
I watched. You guys ever see the movie That's My Boy?
No.
The Adam Sandler movie?
What's that?
And Andy Samberg? Are you aware of the premise of that film?
No, but I want to be once you're...
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Adam Sandler plays a guy who, when he was like in 7th grade, had sex with his teacher, and they get caught, and she gets pregnant. And she goes to jail for 30 years, and he ends up having to raise this kid from when he was like 13 years old. That's there where they start. And then it gets worse. Like, I couldn't believe that movie.
Wait, when was this movie out?
Is it a while 10 ago? 10 years ago, maybe? Okay. It's been a while.
I mean...
I was like... This movie started at a low point and then went south. Like, it got more and more wrong. I've never seen, because most Adam Sandler films aren't R-rated.
Yeah.
This is a hard R Adam Sandler
movie.
Wait,
is it a comedy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's all played for laughs.
Okay. I'm just like, wait, this could be like a serious movie, like Punch Drunk Love or something?
No, the whole thing is that, like, he has stiff hair. And of course, it becomes this like famous trial.
Yeah.
So he becomes famous as a kid.
Yeah.
And just is this total douchebag who's like, who just all he did was hang out with famous people doing drugs and drinking when he was a kid. And now he's just this loser who's
this is a real.
Sounds like our next movie.
Yeah. This is a real tough scene for me to get through.
Oh, that's his wife.
Yeah. Yeah. He's all creeped out. He's like, he's not doing the Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. Piece. This is not the way Jeffrey Epstein wrote it. This is the rewrite.
He's like, you better do me, buddy. I'm still your wife.
And he's like, I'm not really into this. I mean, what if she just looked like this for the rest of her life? Does that mean they're done?
She jumped right to, is our marriage over? That was quick. Of course, I guess it like, I mean, to me, for someone like Chief O'Brien,
right,
who's been on the Enterprise for a long time, has seen some crazy shit happen, and somehow it always gets resolved.
Yeah.
Right?
He's gonna be...
You would think he'd be like, this isn't going
to
be permanent.
We need
someone's
going to
figure out how to fix
Data
this.
Data will figure out, or Will Wheaton will figure out.
Yeah, where the hell's Data?
He's there. Oh, Molly. Poor Molly. She's all creeped out because that's not her mommy.
This is the sad side of what happens when grown-ups get turned into kids.
That little girl, Molly, she's going to have a hard life. Just a little... what are they called?
Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
It's a hard knock life.
In the show or in
the
real
show,
life?
In the show. I don't know about the actress.
I was like, obviously, what's going on?
Molly goes through ages, so she will be played by several, I think, different actresses.
You think they would have, like, contingency plans for this type of stuff? Just like, okay, I'm a little girl. We got it. So let's just, like, pretend that I'm, like, my daughter's cousin for a while. You know,
there's a whole chapter of Federation space law on this exact scenario. If your spouse gets
turned into a 10-year-old,
which is likely to happen,
he's all excited about his hair.
Yeah,
it would be
something different.
See, he's got the he must have made that because that's not what he was wearing.
Yeah, they're just spending all their time sewing outfits.
Yep.
They have to speak to my tailor.
I mean, he's almost as tall as her.
I mean, this is where wardrobe gets to shine.
Mm-hmm.
The Star Trek wardrobe people.
We need small versions of everything.
I think we talked about this before, but they show in Discovery the machine that they use to make the uniforms.
Oh, yeah, they have like a replicator.
Yeah, but specifically, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, you guys, if you guys are interested, we want there's been a Star Trek branded Star Trek escape room
in Vegas
for a couple of years. Well, they finally brought it to LA.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we were thinking we should all go.
We should.
Where?
It's out in the valley somewhere. It's Discovery based.
Okay.
That's cool.
But it is branded. It's branded like...
They got licensing.
Yeah, they got the license. Viacom must just like to be... They're okay with selling off their licenses to escape rooms because they've also done a branded South Park escape room.
That's funny.
Well, you know.
Did you have to eat some cheesy poofs?
I did not. It was actually really good. It was funny.
Yeah.
It was
Paramount, Viacom.
I don't know.
Escape rooms could possibly.
Yeah, right.
A Big Bang.
A lot of different Star Trek versions.
You could always do a Mission Impossible.
Yeah, that would be good.
I saw
Mean Girls the musical. Have you seen that yet?
The movie.
Mean Girls 2024 is called
the musical. I did not.
Catherine saw the musical when it
was the musical.
When it was at the Pantages.
What do you think?
This is fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, same. I'm glad I watched the movie, but I'm like, okay, now I don't really feel the need to go oversee the stage version.
I just don't, yeah. I don't, I didn't need another version of Mean Girls.
The first one was perfect.
It's just,
yeah.
What are you going to do? I don't think you're going to make it better by making it a musical.
You know, you have them sing. That's the main difference. You have them sing about the
Does
stuff.
Anybody show up from the original movie?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
Unless you want to, you don't care?
We're never going to see
it. I mean.
The Lindsay Lohan shows up as the moderator of the math competition.
Oh, good that they gave her a job.
That's yeah. Nice and Tina Fey and Tim Meadows both right. kind of reprised their teacher roles.
They were in the trailers.
Yeah. But they had really good performances. Like the
good singers.
The good singers and, you know, the young people they cast, they're all really talented. It's just like the show itself isn't super compelling, you know. The Mean Girls of it all is like the best part, but like the music, you're just like you don't finish watching it and going like, "Oh, that one song was so hooky and I can't get out of my head." You know, it kind of all kind of blends together.
Well, that whole thing was just written because Tina Fey was trying to give her husband a job.
She gives him all the jobs for all of her shows, though. It's not like he's...
You see Back to the Future, the musical, is coming to the Pantages.
Yes,
yeah.
I saw that.
Oh, my gosh.
Hell yeah. And the Harry Potter show is coming.
Yeah, Cursed Child.
Yep.
Also, Shucked. Shucked, that was
I saw that. I
the
didn't...
big comedy of yeah. last year. Yeah.
I got invited to go to the Rick James musical.
What?
There's a Rick James musical?
Yeah, at the Fantages.
What? Wow. Are they trying that out?
The weekend. I guess so. I don't know much about it. But I'm going to try to go.
Huh. Yeah, because Pantages announced their season last week. So
yeah. Hamilton's coming back.
Hamilton and Wicked's come back. And then pretty much everything that was at the Tonys last year. So Kimberly Akimbo, speaking of young people being old and old people being young. I don't know
the show.
No. Oh, okay, it's pretty much like a Benjamin Button situation where a woman, she's like
gets
older.
Younger as she gets older.
It's a musical. Is Pantages always musicals?
Not always.
But frequently.
Most of them are. It's just everything. It's all the Broadway travel shows.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever those are. I saw To Kill a Mockingbird there, which was not the Aaron Sorkin wrote the script.
Mm. Oh, how was that?
It was good. I mean, it's Aaron Sorkin, so he basically made the show about
It's a
talkie
show.
He made it about Atticus, which the book is not about Atticus.
Yeah.
The book's about the kids.
Yeah.
The weird thing that was about
he likes
lawyers. Although I really liked it because kids doing that dialogue would have been painful as hell.
Yeah.
So they had adults playing the kid parts.
Okay.
The woman who played Scout though had the weirdest fucking accent. It was driving me nuts the whole time.
Well, they're supposed to be Southern. What was her
accent? Yeah, well, it was just... But she talked like this the whole time.
Like,
it was really weird.
Like Forrest Gumpy?
Yeah, but not dumb. It was weird. It was weird. I was like, what are you doing? Like, I don't understand.
I love it.
It was like trying to do a Southern accent, but it wasn't working very well.
I like it. The director was like, go with that. Yeah, we locked it. We got it on the first try.
And they would do stuff like, which was cool. They'd stage it because the three kids, her brother and their friend,
their neighbor,
they were like the narrators of the show. So they would talk direct to the audience, and then shit would happen on stage but behind them, but then they would then also interact with the characters in the scenes too. They'd kind of flow in and out,
yeah,
it's like a fourth wall.
Yeah, they'd break the fourth wall, but then they go into the show and they'd interact with the other characters and then they break the wall again. And like I said, it's Aaron Sorkin, so there were speeches.
Yeah,
lots of speeches. Which, you know, I like speeches. I'm not a I think people generally talk in speeches. Very rarely do two people have a conversation where one person says a sentence and then the other one responds in a sentence. That's not how human interactions generally occur.
Mm-hmm. Here's where Guinan.
Yay, we're jumping on the bed. Can we throw away the rectangle pillow for once? No.
By Jordy's beard.
Yep. It's not growing in yet. No. It's in the next episode. He definitely has it.
Is that the first time we see it?
Or is I think so. I thought he had grown it earlier.
I thought so, too. But then I'm like, wait, have we actually seen it? Or is it in my mind that I just put it there?
I thought there
How
was
fast do you think it takes Jordy to grow a beard?
Basically, like, between takes.
Yeah, 14 minutes. 14
so he's
minutes.
Just constantly yeah. shaving?
Yeah.
He just has to read one rainbow.
Nice.
Come on. Live a little.
Is that what he did on that show? I never watched. You read the rainbow. Like, red.
Yeah.
Is it a rainbow that reads, or do I read the rainbow?
No, he like he would read the rainbow like Drag Race style. He'd be like, "Rainbow, why do you have to have so many colors?
Gotcha.
Just choose a lane."
Sure.
Why are you always showing up after rain? It's like you the rain. You like rain's leftovers or something.
Slay.
Oh, did we drink?
What happened?
He put his foot up on the console.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Everybody drink.
I drink.
Picard put his crotch in Data's ear.
Picard did.
Uh
oh. Oh, here comes some dude.
What the hell?
Some.
So those are Romulan? Klingon warbirds.
Those are Klingons?
Yes, but they're not. I don't think the Klingons are
in them.
In them.
Oh.
Wait. So that pot that you were showing off, it was in pieces?
Yes.
And he bought it that way, or
he found
I think
them.
It's ancient. He said it's 700 years old.
He was excavating. Like when he went on his vacation, he spent it excavating in the caves, wherever it is they went.
He kind of did a British Museum on it.
Yeah, he took it. He took it. He's taking it back to it.
He's this like, is it's mine. Now.
Yeah. <he's> like, it's like
he
this is like a
local native peoples and took their stuff.
Yeah, he paid like some Egyptian guides the equivalent of $100 to take some of their cultural history. Yeah. Good job, Picard.
Colonials. You can take them out of the colony, but you can't take the colony out of the colonial.
Mm. He's like, only I'm going to glue it back together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
It's like a puzzle.
Yep.
Oh, they've lost shields.
What's Riker gonna do?
Like they had heavy casualties. A lot of people just died, and no one seems to be too upset about it.
Well, I mean, it's hard to be too upset.
Oh my god! Uh-oh. Is that a Ferengi?
That is a Ferengi.
What? Erin knew what.
Is that
the
a
word?
Baby Ferengi? It's the same size.
I don't think that was a baby Ferengi.
It's regular Ferengi.
They're the same
they all
size.
Kinda, they're
the
all generally kind of small.
Smaller size.
I like that that guy just dodged. Like, Worf can't hit a Ferengi-sized target at, like, 20 feet. Jesus Christ, Worf. I like that Ferengi just dodged lasers.
Yeah. Uh-oh. The Ferengis have taken over the ship.
Ferengi in their battle garb here.
Yeah.
I like their sequins.
Slash leisure wear.
Yeah. It's all golden girls in the back.
Ferengis always have those bitchin' headdresses on off the back of their skull.
Yeah, they're like those Asian women with their
the visors?
Visors, right? Yeah. They're playing Mahjong.
They just in reverse.
Yeah, in reverse.
Yes. Uh-oh. Not Worf.
Oh.
He was the best warrior they had.
I mean... He missed the target at like 10 feet, so...
He got what he deserved. One bad roll. That's all it takes.
Yeah, the Ferengi style, they got that weird hook. I don't know what they would use that for.
Yeah.
They, like, have a bulldog ring on their chest.
Yeah. I like to tie, like, four or five of them together and take them for a walk in the park.
I like that lady with the hair. Staring them down.
Maybe they have big keychains. That's where they put the keys.
Look at all that mousse in that lady's hair.
Yeah, she's like an 80s fashion model.
Riker's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riker's right.
Riker's left.
What is she, a chef?
Look at that. She's got those cheekbones.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's her story?
Yeah. She's like somebody Riker got promoted for various reasons.
Oh, no, the kids.
Yeah. You can really tell which one's Guinan because she's always wearing the hat.
Well, do they not know that that's the captain of the ship?
No.
They just think it's a bunch of kids.
Exactly.
I like that.
Time for
that's how they're able to escape.
I see what's going
on here. They don't get rid of the kids, and the kids are smart enough to be able to figure out how to get out.
They think they're in the after-school program over here.
Yeah, did you see Alex? He was in there.
Brian Bonsall's the star of any scene he's in. There he is.
Yeah.
Back to camera. Come on, Brian.
Yeah, right? Not very good.
They should have made him front and center. They should have made it more centered around Worf's kid.
This playroom looks boring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have a giant ball.
What about that squiggle?
Upside down pyramid.
Yeah. What about that squiggle to the left of it, to the right of it?
It's fanciful.
It is fanciful. Very whimsy. Much whimsy. And there's an E on the wall. Kids must be blown away.
Yep.
And then they can see those bonsai plants. I'm overstimulated!
Not bonsai plants.
Oh, my God.
They only have three. How are they all going to be able to clip their own?
I know.
They only got three bonsai
plants. Mr. Miyagi needs to come in there. You know who does a really good Mr. Miyagi?
Putting your feet up on somebody else's desk.
Aaron does a really good Mr. Miyagi. That's you should really hear her do Mr. Miyagi.
That's really? True. They're always trying to get me to do impersonations that would be inappropriate for me to do. That's their favorite thing.
I've heard her and it was
life
changing.
Look at those teeth.
Yeah, the Ferengi have some teeth.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of the actors playing these Ferengis are being played by Armin Shimerman, who is the originator of the Ferengi look.
Yeah.
And will eventually
play
Quark.
He did a good job with it.
He's like the Daniel Day-Lewis of the Ferengis. Yes. He created it all. It's like a lot of little spiky teeth.
Yeah, they have to wear some kind of thing, or they just get people with shark teeth.
Oh, that sucked to have teeth like that. Naturally.
Right. It seemed like it would be you would constantly be poking yourself into your gums.
Real rough.
No fish today. Oh wait, I think I saw a tail move.
No, did you?
Oh, I saw some movement in the tank. So you guys wanna play a game?
Yes.
Love it.
I don't wanna watch Star Trek.
Alright. So remember we played a game a couple weeks ago? It was where I gave you the characters of three of the actors in a movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They had characters they had played in other movies.
Yep.
So,
hello.
By the time you listen to this episode, it will have long passed, but we're coming up to the Academy Awards in a week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So thought we played this game. We call it Alter Egos. And the movies are the movies that won the Best Picture Award. And you can either do the 80s or the 90s.
90s. Start in 90s.
Start in 90s. All right. Let's see here. All right. Well, we'll start with an easy one.
Let's do it.
Who would like to go first? I'll ask you individually, and then the other people can chime in.
I vote for Jake.
I will fail this exercise first.
All right. So these are the three. Howard Hughes.
Yes.
Ophelia. Morgan Earp.
Okay.
Ophelia.
So I'm thinking about actors who played these characters.
Correct.
So like Leo DiCaprio played the first person. Morgan Earp was played by the cowboy guy. Sam, what's his name?
No, you're on the right track. Who plays the other brother?
He plays the other. I don't know his name offhand.
What was the name of that character? the third character?
Ophelia.
And who, no, the second one.
Oh, Morgan Earp.
Morgan Earp, brother.
He's the younger one that.
Yes.
Gets shot, right?
Yes, he's the one that dies.
Yeah.
Gotta think about.
You picked one actor.
Yeah.
Now, just think about movies that won Best Picture in the 90s.
Yeah, it's
you,
like...
You should be able
Titanic.
To...
Titanic.
There you go.
Oh, I Titanic. See what you're doing there.
What, did Winslet pay Ophelia at one point?
Okay, Winslet pays Ophelia in the Kenneth Branagh four-hour Hamlet.
Yeah,
Morgan Earp was played by Bill Paxton.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, good job.
Oh, that's
right. Is it What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yes. The Academy Award winning film, Gilbert Grape.
Yeah. Oh, Titanic. Okay, got it. It's already over. Okay, got it.
Who was Paxton in Titanic?
He was the frame story.
He's the guy who's looking for the diamond that the old woman goes on.
Oh, right,
the ship.
Right.
He's the contemporary.
All right, May. Let's see here. Let's go. Josh Baskins.
Oh, boy.
Buttercup. Mary Todd Lincoln.
All right. Mary Todd Lincoln was played by Sally Field, I think.
Yeah.
In the Daniel Day-Lewis thing.
That's where,
Baskins. I'm not really sure who that is. And then what was the second
one? Buttercup.
Isn't that a horse?
No, Princess Bride.
No.
Princess Bride? Oh, so Robin Wright.
Uh-huh.
Forrest Gump.
There you go.
Who's Baskins?
Anybody know who Josh Baskins is?
Gary Sinise?
No. Who's the lead of Forrest Gump?
Tom Hanks?
And who does, you don't know what character, what movie he plays Josh Baskins?
Turner and Hooch.
No,
wait,
no. Big.
Big?
Oh.
All right.
Well, that's it.
Philippe.
Oh, shit. I'm on.
Verbal Kint.
Verbal?
Sidney Ellen Wade and Sam Beckett.
I know the first two. Well,
I don't know. Sam Beckett is, what's his name, from Quantum Leap?
Yeah. What's the actor's name?
That guy.
Al.
No. I just... Okay, what else?
Scott Bakula?
Scott Bakula.
And what's the other one?
Verbal Kint.
And Verbal.
Sidney Ellen Wade.
Verbal is from...
Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
Scott Bakula.
Who plays Verbal in Usual Suspects?
I picture the guy...
He whose name we don't say anymore.
A Baldwin?
No.
No, it was...
It is he who should not be named.
He's the kitty diddler.
American Beauty, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yay.
Kevin Spacey.
So, yes, Verbal Kint is Kevin Spacey in Usual Suspect. Sidney Allen Wade.
Is from the American President?
Yes, exactly.
And Annette Bening
in the American President.
Yes.
All right.
Who was the third one?
Scott Bakula. I don't know who he played. I just saw that he was on the cast list. So I threw him in there.
He's like the... Isn't he the person she has an affair with?
No, that's Peter Gallagher. I don't remember who Scott Bakula is.
Played.
All right, Aaron.
That's you.
Okay.
Alfred Kinsey, Lord Voldemort, Cosmo.
That's a Ralph Fiennes in there. Cosmo.
Yeah. Voldemort is played by...
Fiennes, right?
Fiennes.
Yeah.
Kinsey
so
is
Schindler's List?
Schindler's List.
Ah, yeah. Liam Neeson.
Who is Alfred Kinsey?
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson
yeah, Liam
and
Neeson.
Kinsey.
Yep.
And Cosmo has been, what's his name? What's not Ben Affleck?
Kingsley?
Ben Kingsley. In Sneakers.
Oh. In Sneakers.
Cosmo.
Oh, Sneakers. I like that movie.
I love that movie.
That's such a good movie.
What movie is that?
Sneakers.
Robert Redford, Sidney Poitier. It's a great cast. River Phoenix, Dan Aykroyd.
That should be what we watch.
That's a great movie.
What's it about?
They're hackers, basically.
Well, but no, they're this company that basically tests
security
systems.
Yeah.
They break into people's security to see how...
They holistically break.
And basically they get caught in this sort of internet, this code-breaking scheme. All right.
I kept thinking shoes.
Jake.
That movie is where my email address comes from.
Right. Sneaker Bishop. Yeah. Martin Riggs.
Riggs.
Number six.
Mel Gibson. Oh, sorry, who was the second? Sorry.
Elektra King.
Braveheart.
Well, yeah, it was Braveheart.
Elektra King. Who is that, though?
I believe. I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
What was the third one?
Number six is Patrick McGowan. Is the king. He's Longshanks in that. And he played the prisoner. You ever heard of that? Old 760s TV show called The Prisoner.
Mm-mm.
They make fun of it in a couple of Simpsons episodes.
Of course. Simpsons.
Oh yeah, the Frankie.
Braveheart.
Oh, Elektra King is Sophie Marceau's character in the James Bond movie The World Is Not Enough. She was the Bond villain.
Would not have gotten that one.
You must have had fun putting this
together. What was the answer?
Braveheart.
Oh, Braveheart.
All right. Let's see.
Freedom! That's all I remember from Braveheart.
I don't think I ever saw Braveheart.
Yeah, I'd never seen all the way through. Yep.
Pepper Potts.
Gwyneth.
M.
William Shakespeare Barbosa. In Love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To say it out.
What was it?
Pepper Potts is...
Gwyneth.
Yeah, and...
Tony Stark, Iron Man, all the Iron Men.
All the Marvel.
In Marvel,
M. You know who M is?
M. Judy Dench. In the Mission Impossible.
In Bond.
Bond.
And Barbosa.
Jack Sparrow?
Well, no.
Jeffrey Rush. From Pirates of the Caribbean. That one was made for me. It was all Disney-oriented.
Blockbuster.
All right.
Titles.
Philippe.
Oh, shit.
Blondie. Royal Tenenbaum. Ellis Boyd Red Redding.
So Gene Hackman is Royal Tenenbaum, right?
Unforgiven.
Whoa.
You keep snaking other people's things.
This
is really a group game. What do you think?
All right, so go for it. Royal Tenenbaum, Gene Hackman, what do you think the rest of it is?
Wait, first one?
Morgan Freeman.
Blondie.
Morgan Freeman
is?
Shawshank Redemption. He's red.
The Blondie is Clint Eastwood, right?
From
The Enforcer?
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Yeah. That's his character.
Red, Aaron. Red
feel free to steal her.
Unforgiven. That was the movie?
I don't think
I ever saw that one.
I know the best movie. There's
Sharon Stone's in there, right? No, that's...
In Unforgiven?
That's in... What's the...
She's in Quick and the Dead. That's the Western you're thinking about.
Nobody thinks
Robin of Locksley. Marilyn Whitmore. Walking Crow Horse. Or Walter Crow Horse.
Yeah.
All right, give it to me. Who's Robin of Locksley?
Costner.
Costner, yeah.
In?
Robin Hood. Prince of Thieves.
Prince of Thieves. Marilyn Whitmore?
I don't know that one.
Anybody?
Was she the late...
It's woman? Mary McConnell who plays his love interest.
The native woman.
She's a white woman that was raised by
Yeah.
Marilyn Whitmore is her character in Independence Day. The president's wife. She's the first lady.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And Walter Crow Horse is a character that Graham Greene plays in some movie.
Nobody would have gotten that part.
All right. Let's see here. Jake.
Yep.
Iris. Richard Nixon. Burt Mancuso.
Oh, boy.
Mancuso.
Frank Langella as Nixon?
No.
No? Damn it.
Somebody else has played him.
I mean, it's Nixon.
Well, give me somebody else then.
What was the first one?
Iris.
Iris.
From Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
No.
Damn it.
Iris. Just Iris? No last name? Just,
I mean, we've now limited it down to a certain amount. We've got
There's
only so many movies, so.
Oh, well.
But I haven't named any actors yet.
No,
so who's the third one?
Burt Mancuso.
Burt Mancuso. That sounds familiar.
I could say, I think it's Captain Burt Mancuso.
Whoa.
Captain Burt Mancuso.
I think he's Captain.
Oh, is that like a, like Overboard Russell?
No.
Captain.
Is it a space move? No.
No. Let's see.
Kelsey Grammer.
It's not Kelsey Grammer.
Castaway. No.
No.
What's the other one? Burt Mancuso. For some reason, all I can think of is like Ron Burgundy when I hear that name. Like a reporter.
What other big movies were like Best Picture of the 90s? That's like.
Well, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Is it Pulp Fiction somewhere in there?
No, he Best probably Picture. Just. You, yeah. They give the cool movies best screenplay.
Yeah, it won screenplay that year, but Forrest Gump won Best Picture.
Green Book. No, that was 2000s.
Yeah.
I was too young.
Remains of the Day. I don't know. The English Patient.
No.
A movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who I was.
Give us one of the actors.
I'm trying to see if I can find something, one of the actors that's more, maybe you would know better.
Are the actors not named? Name actors?
Whoopi Goldberg.
They are. Oh, no. These are big-time actors. I'm just trying to see if I can find something
else that you might know.
Ellie Arroway. Does that make any?
Ellie.
Instead of Iris.
Instead of Iris?
Ellie Arroway.
L.A. Confidential.
How about if I said Nell?
L.A. Confidential?
Oh, Jodie Foster?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There you go. Oh, Contact?
No.
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs. Iris is the character she played in Taxi Driver.
Oh
right, of course.
Richard Nixon was played by Anthony Hopkins in Nixon.
Wow.
And Burt Mancuso is Scott Glenn's character in Hunt for Red October.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
That's a deep cut.
Those are deeper cuts.
And here's Contact. The last one.
All right.
Okay.
As the show is ending and the kids save the day, go ahead.
Armand Goethe, Vian, Saeed Jarrah.
Saeed is from Lost, right?
Yeah.
So that's
Saeed.
Do you know who plays him?
Yeah. I know.
Oh.
Isn't this
Naveen? Is that Indian?
Andrew?
Indian? Yeah. That's the actor.
And then who's the
other guy who played Mohinder Suresh from Heroes?
No.
Okay, it's a different actor. Okay.
So.
What was the first two?
Armand Goethe.
Armand Goethe.
So, German.
I will say that.
Slumdog?
The character that of Armand Goethe is a character from one of the other movies we just went through.
Oh, interesting.
Probably
so. Jody or Anthony?
No, not the last one. Any one of the one of the 10 movies.
Oh.
Okay. Goethe. What was the second one?
Vian. I don't think you'll get it from that, but I needed something.
So how many Best Pictures was?
So Naveen. Just think about what other films that you haven't mentioned yet. There hasn't been an answer.
I wouldn't know. I don't know. 10.
You said it not that long ago, May.
Oh, really?
I actually guessed it on the last one.
Contact?
Castaway.
No.
Contact.
No.
I always guess Contact. Matt Damon.
Yeah, it's Matt Damon.
Overboard.
Famous movie.
Overboard.
Yes. Academy Award winning film.
Overboard.
Overboard.
Yeah, Kurt Russell. Tour de force.
If I said Lord Voldemort, yeah, what would
Ray.
You guys... Ray Fiennes is okay. in...
My Left Foot.
No.
The English Patient?
English Patient.
Oh, Jake said that.
Oh, that's right.
Vianne is Juliette Binoche's character in Chocolat.
Oh.
And, of course...
Oh, her name wasn't Chocolat.
Naveen Andrews plays the guy that Juliette Binoche, the Indian guy that Juliette Binoche hooks up with in The English Patient.
Okay. Ah.
There you go.
Wow.
Yay. Wow.
Next week, do some research, because we're going to do the 80s next
Holy
week.
Shit, that's going to be
Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah. but yeah, that was it. They got out of it. We weren't really paying attention, but you saw what happened.
At the end.
The kids got together, and they solved the problem, and they captured the Ferengi.
I feel like they could have done more with the concept of them being kids.
And then they figured out. Yeah, the only thing they used was the fact that they were
kind of
not, they were ignored by the Ferengi because they were kids.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, anyways.
And they did they unkidify themselves?
They did.
Okay.
They figured out how to fix it. They put them back in the transporter.
Just a really hot shower or something?
Yes, exactly. Okay. They needed the steam. They're like those dinosaurs you used to get that came in a pill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You put it in hot water and it turns into a
giant like
Ensign
Bro like takes a little extra time because she's like, I want to spend like a day as a kid or something. Like,
oh,
isn't
did
that...
she say that? At the
I
end?
Don't know. I feel like when like Guinan comes in and she's still a kid and she's like, are you going to become like an adult? And she's like, give it like an extra day because I've never been a kid.
That's good for her.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm actually just making most of that up. I was just from psych cues, but that's what I think happened.
Next week, we had a little bit of him in this episode, but we get a whole lot of Alexander in the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun holodeck episode. But until then, please rate, review, and subscribe on your podcast generating device, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. Give us a 5-star review, please. It helps us.
We could just generate this on a device.
Yeah, we could do it. Yeah. I use it. I use my Zune.
It's all AI.
This show is all AI now, right?
You can visit us on Twitter at Warp Trek and on Instagram at Warp the Podcast. You can email us at warpthepodcast@gmail.com. You can go to patreon.com/warp, become a subscriber, get bonus material and early access to episodes. Other than that, until next week, my name is Sean.
I'm Jake.
Philippe.
Aaron.
Nate.
Good night and good luck. Thank you.